around. I lose myself in mama's pure brown eyes, deeply grieved, providing her a smile for a little while. I did some things I've never done before, stupid thoughts crossing my prudent mind. I couldn't.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, Nichu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, also known as CC. And if you look in your car on the radio, or if you look at, say, what else would you listen to this show on? Your phone, your laptop, your computer, you'll see that I mean that ironically. And this is broadcasting from the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. And on today's show, I'm going to start out with, I'm going to talk about sounds. Yes, very simple, really. I need to talk about sounds. What I've noticed is that, with myself, I've noticed that whenever I use the microwave, and you know that beeping sound goes off, I feel like I don't dislike that sound. I actually find it pleasing. And I don't know if it's the beeping of the microwave. I don't know if it's the sound of it. Maybe that beeping has just been, you know, when they made the microwave, they wanted it to be a pleasing sound. So they went through all the beeps and they found the most pleasing one. When you think of your alarm, well, I don't have a beeping alarm because, I find them very annoying. And that might be what you want when you wake up, but I don't want an annoying sound. I want a sound that kind of really wakes me up, that's loud, and a song, if I just listen to it during the day, then it would just make me energetic. So I always have a song. It's also a sound, but a song. Others have, you know, the beep, the normal beep sounds like beep, 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 beep. Or I feel like most beeps are like a variation of like the speed of the beep, like how, like the distance between the beeps determines like how pleasing and unpleasing it is and how long the beep is too. I'm sure there's, you know, a musical term or terminology for it. I don't know it. But like when a car is backing up, it's like beep, 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 beep. But then for like an alarm, it's like beep, 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 beep. So maybe the more beeps, it's more unpleasing that way. When I think about the microwave, the beeps are pretty long. And it has, like, it's not completely a beep. I don't know if all microwaves are the same in their beeping sound. I wonder if, like, all the companies that, like, make the microwave make it so that their sounds are the same. Maybe that's what they collaborate on. I mean, there's probably patents and things and rules where they can't, like, copy another microwave company because they've patented something, like, a special handle or something like that. But I don't think anybody's patented the sound. Maybe they've all come to agreement that we need to make the sound universal and pleasing so everybody recognizes it and everybody's good with that sound. But I wonder if it really is the sound. I was asking people here at CITR once. I was just here. I was working on some stuff. I was here for my office hours because I'm a part of the student executive. I'm the promotions director, and I was just sitting in the Discorder office for Discorder magazine, and I was just sitting, I was doing my work, and I was thinking about what to do on my next show, and the microwave went off here at the station, and I thought, hey, that's a pleasing sound. But, you know, beeps aren't usually pleasing. So I asked some others at the station what they if they thought that sound was pleasing. And I asked one person, Rachel. She hosts RIP Radio, which is currently not on air. But hopefully it will be on air for those of you who are fans of RIP Radio. And I asked her, and she said that it's not so much the sound that she likes, but what the sound indicates. And I thought, that makes a lot of sense. Like when the microwave beeps and your food is done. That's, why wouldn't that be pleasing? You have your food, it's done, you can eat. Unless, of course, you messed it up and you put on the wrong time, like with popcorn. Oh my god. When it comes to popcorn, that timing is difficult to nail down. Like, for on the product, they always say, like, 2 to 2.5 minutes. It's always what they say. I always go at 2 minutes. Because sometimes if you go at 2:30, you actually burn the popcorn. Some people like that. I don't. It's okay. It's all right. But it's not my favorite thing. I'd rather it be nice and buttery and warm and not burned. I don't want it to be. I don't want it to have a black crust on it. But I find that some products, like the different products, the popcorn, they usually have the same estimate, 2 to 2.5 minutes. But when you actually put it in the microwave, it's not, they have variations between all of them. Like, even though they have the similar times, like one is like 2 minutes, the other one's like actually 2:30, or maybe even over the time limit that they recommend. So, something for the microwave popcorn making company to think about. I don't think, like, maybe some people don't know this, but you can actually, there's also, you don't have to make popcorn in the microwave. You can also make popcorn over the stove. It's, if you ever watched the movie Scream, it's in there. You can see how to make it in that horror movie. Where it comes in like this plastic kind of a pan kind of thing with handle, with tinfoil over it, and you put it over the stove with it lit up. I don't know like what temperature you put it on or anything like that. I don't even know when you know it's done. Maybe it's in minutes too, or maybe it's like, okay, when the tinfoil reaches this height, when the tinfoil pops by itself, then it's done. I don't know, I've never tried it myself. I just remember it from the movie. One part I clearly remember. But anyway, back to what Rachel was saying. How is it the sound, or is it what the sound indicates? So the microwave indicates a good thing. It indicates your food is done, you can eat now. But I guess not really, because when your food comes out, it's going to be really hot. I guess it depends what you put in there. Like, if it's popcorn, you can eat it right away. And that's probably what you want to do. But if it's like if you warm up, say, a Pop-Tart in there, maybe not. Maybe you don't want to put that in your mouth right away. Or pizza pop, you'll want to wait on that one. You want to wait a little bit. But okay, back to what I was talking about. I'm going too off track here. A lot of convictions and contradictions. I have this conviction about talking about these pleasing sounds, and yet I keep going off track. It's contradictions. I finally found one. It's been a while since I actually found a conviction and contradiction in my show. I've been so focused on projecting it to you, the audience, that I almost forgot to think of it. Well, I always think about it myself, but I want you guys to think about it. That's the whole point of the show. For you guys, you're not all guys. I really should stop using that phrase. It's not just guys. It's girls, too. It's women and females and all gender, transgender, everybody. So, people, audience, everybody. I really should focus on using those terms. But I'm trying to focus, but the show is kind of to have everybody think about convictions and contradictions in their own life. That's kind of the point of this show, and I like to point it out in things that I observe, and at the same time tell you what I observe, like this. Now let's get back to that. So, do you like the sound of the microwave because of what it indicates, or do you just like the sound? Think about that the next time you put something in the microwave. So that might be hard, because then you have to put something in the microwave, and maybe that's actually what's causing it, and you're not sure. So next time, just turn on the microwave. Don't put anything in there. Just turn it on. And then compare it to, say, if your alarm is one of those beeping ones, then compare it to it. See if it actually is the indication. Because when you think of your alarm, that doesn't indicate something pleasant. You have to get up. It indicates that it's time to get up, it's time to get off your ass, and it's time to wake up and do things. I guess for some people, or some days, that's a good thing. Like, if you're an early person, if you're early riser, it's a great thing. I am not a morning person, and ironically, this show is in the morning. Yes, but I always make it to this, because this show means something to me. This show is important to me, so it's worth it. It's worth getting up for this. So, when I think about whether it's the indication or the sound, at first I thought it was the sound. When I was just listening to the microwave beeping here at CHR, I was just thinking, you know, that's one of the more pleasing beeps. Out of all there are, there's so many, and I bet there's so many more if I actually, like, searched for them, there would be so many more. But when I was just listening to it, I thought it sounded pretty good. I thought, hey, this is a pretty pleasing beepy sound. It's way better than a car backing up, or just, like, the regular beeping alarm. I thought it was so much better. But then I thought about what I play for my alarm. My alarm is songs. I play, like, I'm a big fan of anime, of those shows. Things like Naruto, One Piece, Naruto Shippuden, Bleach, and all those Japanese shows. Not always. I was introduced to One Piece, and then I moved on from there and started watching all these other ones. But the shows have theme songs, and some of them have ending songs, too. And they're all in Japanese, so I don't really know what they're saying, but I like the sound of it. It's very pleasing. It's like the instrumental music I play on here on the show. I don't really know what the song is saying. The song always gives me some sort of feeling, like, say I'm up in the mountains and I'm just running, or maybe I'm looking at a lake or a night sky or something like that, or it's Christmas time or something like that. And so when I listen to Japanese music, it's pretty much instrumental to me, unless I know the words. Sometimes I watch the show, it comes in subtitles. That's the only way I can understand the show. I always sing along to the songs, and then eventually I just know the song. I can just sing with it in English. Sometimes I sing with it in Japanese. I'm probably not singing it properly. I'm not on key or anything with it. But I do that sometimes, and I notice that when I listen to those songs during the day, I quite like the songs. I sing to it, but in the morning and the song goes off, I hate it, because now it's like I have to get up. So to me, I think it's the indication. I think what the sound indicates decides whether I like the sound, whether the sound is pleasing to me or not. You guys may disagree. You guys might think, no, I think it's the sound. But I guess it's different for all of us. We all have, like, that's my conviction. My conviction is that I believe that it is the indication of the sound and not the sound itself. But you might think it is the sound, and that's your conviction. But there's always that contradiction between us. And now let's listen to some pleasing sounds, actually. Today I am playing Amy Brandon's album, Scavenger. And I'll be playing her first song called Artificial Light.
Nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Hi, and welcome back. And we were just listening to Amy Brandon and her album called Scavenger. We heard, first song was Artificial Light. The second song was Scavenger. I guess a lot of people name their album after their songs. I guess maybe the one they name it after is the one that they like the most. But okay, back to what we were talking about. We were talking about pleasing sounds. And we were just kind of, we were discussing it. We were discussing if, say, the microwave sound is because, if the microwave sound is pleasing because of what it indicates or the sound itself. And I'm just discussing it. I'm just thinking it through. I have, like, no real evidence. I have no proper research on this. And it reminds me of what people used to do before, like in the olden days, like not in this century or the century before century, maybe the century before that. There was a time where people used to discuss if when a horse runs, if his feet ever are not touching the ground, if the horse is completely in the air, people just used to, you know, sit at a bar or just sit together, and they would just argue this kind of stuff. They would just discuss it, like, yes, it does, no, it doesn't. Like, have you ever seen a horse run that fast? Maybe it depends on, like, the speed of what the, how fast the horse is running or something like that. So they would just discuss it. They had, like, no way to even, they had no way to tell anyway whether it actually did. If it actually was always, like, one foot was always on the ground, if there was ever a moment in its run where it's, all its feet were actually off the ground, they had no way to tell unless watching it with their own eyes, but that might be really difficult to tell that way, I suppose. Well, it probably is. But then the camera came around, and the video camera came around, And then they could tell. And here's, I'll give you the answer after these messages. No, I won't do that. I'll tell you now. So, I forget the name of the person who came up with an idea. But, and the camera wasn't invented for this. If you don't know what the camera was invented for, this wasn't it. It wasn't just to figure out what this was. But that would be pretty cool if that was it. So they had a horse running. And I think it was a video camera instead of a camera. And they actually found that there is, in fact, a moment where a horse's feet are completely off the ground. I didn't know that either until I heard this story. So there actually is a moment where it's off the ground. So people used to argue these things. They used to discuss these things. Like, I'm discussing it with you now. I'm just discussing it. But now, I guess, yeah, I could. There's a way to do research. There's a way to tell if it's what the sound indicates or if it's the sound itself. Maybe the research has already been done. Maybe I can already tell. But what's the fun in that? I mean, like, taking the picture with the camera, that's probably fun. Like, finally scared, like, yes, I was right. Or, damn, I was wrong. Or, hey, I finally know this. Maybe that's fun. But I think what's funner is discussing it. I think that's where the real glory is, where you can just kind of, like, my brother Navi always tells me that I'm like to argue. And it's not that I like to argue. It's more that I like to discuss. I like to discuss things with people and kind of, and maybe there's an argument in discussion, but it's a discussion. It's not an argument. And now that's the end of my show. Yes, I will end abruptly today. And I'll let you think about that. Whether you kind of just want to know the answer, or if you want to discuss it like I just discussed it with you. I think that's where some of our greatest stories come from. Like, when we're talking with friends, it's when, like, you're just discussing something. And next up, the next show is Rocket from Russia at 10 a.m. But until then, I'll leave you with